Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject: roaches are a deal breaker for me. But right now, the nephew.
Oh, my God.
Man.
I feel
come
like
on, man. You got to do this.
Come on, boy.
I need to get me some more water.
The pitty.
Do it.
I'm finna clown on this one. Yeah. Oh, I ain't read it yet.
You just heard the title.
We talking about roaches in a strawberry letter.
Roaches.
Everybody need to stay in the car, because here I go.
But first, we got to get to the prank phone call with the nephew. What you got for us, Neff?
Choir director antics. Choir director antics. As you know, last year, church gave me this glove so that I may have healing power. Cat dog, choir director antics. Let's go,
that.
Baby.
Love it.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Lorenzo. Lorenzo, please. Speaking. That's what's calling. Hi, this is, I'm Bernard. I'm giving you a call on behalf of Missionary Baptist Church and doing a follow-up, actually. You've been the choir director there.
Right.
For what? Is it close to 6 years now?
5.5 years, yes.
Okay. And from my understanding, you're doing a great job. Everyone seems to love what you're doing on Sunday mornings, which is definitely a blessing for the entire congregation.
Right.
So what I was giving you a call on is there seems to be a bit of discrepancy with some of the antics that is going on when you are directing the choir on Sunday mornings.
Antics?
Say again now?
Yeah. Come again. You said antics?
Well, some of the members.
Wait, who are you?
Once again, I said my name is Bernard, and I'm actually calling on behalf.
Bernard what? What's your last name?
Sir, I'm not actually a member of but I've been asked to give you a call and bring some things to your attention and deliver the news that the church would like for you to have, okay?
And what news is that?
Well, let me get back to where I was. I was stating that some people in the congregation are actually having a problem with your antics when you're directing the choir, different things that they're not happy with. It is a sorrowful moment, I should say, for me to have to come to you and tell you that, you know, as of today, which is Sunday, we're going to have to ask you to step down as the Minister of Music.
Hold on one second. Maybe I'm not hearing you correctly. You have a problem with the Holy Spirit getting a hold of me?
Sir.
I direct the choir?
Well, it's not the Holy Spirit at all. You can shout all day. That has nothing to do with it. I guess just different antics that you have, you know, that the congregation is just not.
I need you to be a little more clear on what you're saying, antics. Please tell me what you're saying.
Sir,
is it that my hair's too long? Is it that I look too cute when I'm in the choir? What is it?
Sir, I don't want to hear be the one to go tick for tack with you. Like I said, I'm not a member.
No, I want you to say it. Please say it. Go ahead. They fired me today. I want you to say it, and I want to know if the pastor hired me, why didn't he fire me?
Well, you know, it's kind of like a business, you know. The higher-ups really keep their hands clean on these type of things, and there's always someone that has to deliver the message, you know. And
I understand that, but I want you to explain to me what antics. Please tell me.
I'm not going to sit here.
No. You call to deliver the news. I need to know what antics.
Okay. Are you wearing different hairstyles every other Sunday? Is your hair just completely different?
I go to the damn beauty shop every Saturday morning. I want to look cute just like everybody else want to look cute on Sunday morning. But, yes, I do.
Right.
So you got a problem with that?
Sir, like I said, I'm just a messenger. I don't have a problem with what, you know, you're doing.
Well, who had a problem with you?
Evidently, people.
Probably some of them helpers in now that I'm looking better than.
Okay. Let me go ahead and ask you something else.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wearing blue contact lenses?
I had on gray today. My damn suit was gray, so I had on gray. Tonight, when I was going back for the musical, I was going to have on green.
You was going to wear green?
What the f*** is going on?
Sir, Lorenzo, you were going to wear green contact lenses?
You damn skippy.
Okay, well, are they prescribed?
They prescribed if I bought them.
See, sir, Lorenzo, these are the type of antics that they're talking about.
So, y'all, I want you to see it. I want you to see it. Y'all say it. Please say it. Say it.
That never was stated, Lorenzo.
But you asked me about my contacts. You asked me about my hair.
Right, but I didn't ask you about anything else, though, Lorenzo.
I just want you to get to the point, please, sir. Please. So, are you representing the church or what? Are you in the HR department? I don't understand.
I actually speak on behalf of Pastor.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, you tell to call me himself, because I'm going to show up at the musical tonight, and I'm going to have my green contacts on with my green suit.
Lorenzo, I'm asking you now not to show up for the actual musical tonight.
And if I show up, what's going to happen?
You definitely won't be...
What's going to happen if I show up? Y'all going to put me out?
We can't put you out of the Lord's house, but you won't be playing or participating in the musical.
Y'all trying to crucify me.
Ain't nobody's trying to crucify you.
Yeah, y'all trying to crucify me.
Okay, I'm not going to go back and
forth. I'm too cute for all of y'all. That's what the problem is.
Hey, look, I don't have all day. I'm passing on the message, and that's clear. I'm just letting you understand that your job is completely terminated at this point. Is that understood?
Hell no. I'm coming to the program tonight, and I'm going to turn that I've been a member of that for 5.5 years, and we're going to do it right. I'll let you know who I am.
Wait.
This is what all this is all about.
It's about your antics. That's
my
your antics.
My antics.
This is what the congregation is talking about. Did you just hear what you said?
Talk to me face to face. Y'all pointing fingers at me?
Sir, I'm not pointing the finger at you, sir.
You pointing them at me. I tell you what, hold on one second. I'm gonna call.
Wait just a minute. I got one more thing to say before you do that. Are you listening to me?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Sir, you're not going to talk to me in that tone. Are you listening?
You didn't call and disrespect me with my answer.
I got one more thing I want to say to you. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your entire mass choir.
What? Nephew who?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Lord have mercy. let me hang up my house, folks. I'm calling the pastor right now. You lying I want to know who put you up to.
You all right, man?
Hell no, I ain't all right. I got to get ready for the damn program tonight.
Well, Lorenzo, look here. Turn it out, because they tell me you know how to turn a church out on Sunday morning.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You all right?
I need you to call me before you ask. That's what you need to do.
Okay, man. I got one more question for you. What is, man, what is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's the first man every morning.
Huh? Come on now.
What I tell you?
Huh? Choir director antics, baby. Uh-huh. Here goes some more antics. Holiday Comedy Jam is going down. That is Friday, December the 20th at the Met Philadelphia. It is me. It is Earthquake. It is J. Anthony Brown. It is the one and only Junior Kia Spates. We will be in the building. Tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Now, let me see if I can explain this next one. I can't do it, but I'm gonna tell y'all, boy, your boy moving on up, man. I'm moving on up in the comedy world. I'm finna tell y'all, man, y'all ain't ready for the next. I'm gonna give y'all this announcement tomorrow, and y'all gonna get it. You gonna get it, okay? All right, I got something for you now.
All right, thank you, nephew. Can't wait. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter subject: roaches are a deal breaker for me. Right after this.